Tara Reid bashes E. Jean Carroll for supporting Biden. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 29, 2024. Tara Reid, who accused President Biden of raping her in 1993, bashed Donald Trump accuser E. Jean Carroll for singing his praises on national television. "Remember me at E. Jean Carroll?" Reid asked on X, sharing past exchanges between the two in which Carroll appears to be supportive of her. "I was bullied and harassed and chased to another country by Biden's machine. All because I was to testify before Congress against him," Reid said. "I now have political asylum in Russia. He raped me. When I was his staffer at work in 1993 and there has never been an investigation," she continued. "You are singing his praises on national TV?" Indeed, Reid has questioned why there has never been an investigation into her claims against Biden and called for him to drop out of the presidential race in 2020. In May 2023, she issued a public warning, telling her then 117.3K followers on X that she is not suicidal, a claim made after Republicans formally invited her to testify on her assault claims before Congress. She said, "I want to make something clear. If something happens to me, all roads lead to Joe Biden. Joe Biden and DNC political machine threats, bullying and intimidation over the last 3 years will not work. I am not suicidal," she added. "I should not be under investigation, nor am I a foreign agent. I am a private citizen. I was a former staffer of Joe Biden's that has chosen to step forward to tell the truth. The tactics using intimidation and bullying to silence me and suppress me using DOJ and FBI and social media will not work." Recalling what allegedly occurred, Reid told New York City blogger Katie Halper that Biden pinned her against a wall, kissing her before it advanced. "It happened all at once, and then. His hands were on me and underneath my clothes," she said. "He went down my skirt and then up inside it. And he penetrated me with his fingers, whatever." She continued. "And he was kissing me at the same time and he was saying something to me. He said several things and I can't remember everything, that, he said. I remember a couple of things. I remember his saying, first, like as he was doing it, 'Do you want to go somewhere else?' And then him saying to me, when I pulled away, he got finished doing what he was doing and I, how I was pulled back and he said, 'Come on, man, I heard you liked me.' That phrase stayed with me because I kept thinking what I might have said. And I can't remember exactly if he said I thought or if I heard. It's like he implied that I had done this." As Breitbart News noted, a former neighbor of Reid and Reid's brother have both publicly stated that Reid told them of the alleged assault in the 1990s. Evidence also suggests that Reid's mother called into CNN's Larry King in the 1990s to complain about a prominent senator with whom her daughter had problems, Breitbart News detailed. In May 2023, Reid defected to Russia, explaining that she now felt very surrounded by protection and safety. Meanwhile, E. Jean Carroll, who accused Trump of sexually assaulting her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in the mid-1990s, has been awarded tens of millions by a New York jury, which determined that former President Donald Trump owes her $83.3 million for defaming her in 2019, denying her accusations. The case has sparked significant attention as Trump allies say it demonstrates just how scary it is that someone with no hard evidence and inconsistencies in a story can still be awarded tens of millions of dollars in attempts to take out a political enemy of the radical left and establishment. Breitbart News has compiled a list of 15 facts about the E. Jean Carroll case, including the fact that there were no witnesses and she cannot remember when it happened, that the media do not want you to know, which can be found here.